This special meeting of the PNB to deal with the financial recovery plan and any immediate financial issue that we have. This is a special call meeting. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Let me, okay. Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Alexander, KPFK. Alexander, don't hear you. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Casnave, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. So Brian Edwards Tiekert has resigned. Fuentes, KPFA. Can't hear you. Goodman, KPFK. Goodman? Can't hear you. Coburn, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Nova, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Mwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Hi, Jan Goodman.
Okay, this is Janet. I'm calling the roll. I have you present. Jan. Nwangaza, don't hear you. Patel Adams, KPFT.
Yes.
Don't hear. Sorry?
I'm here.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Temba, Shibanda, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
His battery died. He'll call back in.
Okay. Wilkinson, KPFA. Can't hear you. Let me just go back. Alexander.
I'm here.
Fuentes. Oh, Alexander's present. Fuentes. Nwangaza. Okay, Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, we're officially calling this special meeting to order. My name is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is a special meeting to deal with the recovery plan and any immediate financial issues. Can we have some timekeepers or volunteers?
Adriana? I yes. Volunteer for items.
Items?
Yes, sir.
And anyone volunteering to keep the individual time?
Bill, I'll do it again if you want.
Okay.
And phone number after the beep.
So that's 90 seconds per individual in each item we have recommended on the agenda. Are there any unexcused absences? Excuse me. Yeah. Excused absences requests?
Chair, this is Janet.
Janet?
I not that I'm aware of.
Okay. It's now 9 o'clock. We're losing 30 minutes time because of technical difficulties. So now we'll entertain a motion for the adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
3 seconds and to join the stack.
Is there anyone to have a discussion on the stack?
Serene.
Janet for the stack.
We have Serene and Janet. Okay, Serene.
Thanks. So there are two pressing.
Dan Goodman on the stack.
Okay.
there are two pressing things about WBAI. One is, and I had sent an email requesting, I think it was 20 or 25 minutes for it, for them together. One, requesting time to discuss situation risk and program changes are being made, have been made over the course of the past couple of weeks without any discussion with some of the producers and no collaboration with any of the producers. And additionally, the issue of the meeting on the 22nd for WBAI local board members to join the PNB to discuss WBAI, it's currently set for 10 p.m.
Janet,
and
can we do one at a time?
Yeah,
point
sorry,
of order.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the first.
Well, I'm going to. This was a special call meeting to deal with the recovery plan and immediate financial issues. And I sent out the notice again to all of the board members that this is a special call meeting for that purpose. We're already short on time. I know a lot of members got a lot of issues they want to put on the agenda. But those are the issues that we have for this special call meeting. And under the bylaws, under a special meeting, we can only deal with those items that the special meeting is called for.
Well, one of the items, Serene, for the...
But so I'm going to have to rule those out of order because of the items that we, the issues that are noted.
I've lost audio.
I'm sorry? The issues
Janet,
that are,
point of
somebody
information.
Said he lost audio. Sounded like Bill Crozier.
Somebody lost audio?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh. John Alexander, I'm calling him back.
Okay.
And Michael, I'm sorry. Michael, can you also call Kimber back?
Okay.
But so the issue is either that or even still, if you want to amend the agenda, to take a two-thirds vote to change that.
Right. So I gave notice before the meeting, so I would think it would take a majority.
No, it is not. That's not related to that. This is an issue of a special call meeting to change what the special call meeting is under our bylaws. It would take a two-thirds vote.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Or a point of something. So, there, Serene, we're talking about the first one. I heard you, Chair, talk about both, but I thought we were taking one at a time and...
Well, I'm dealing with one time.
Okay, so the one on programming, on WBAI programming, is that what we're...
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, either way, either all of them would take a two-thirds vote to change the noticed agenda or noticed issues that we're going to deal with tonight. And hopefully we don't spend 30 minutes, else that won't leave us much time. It's already 9 o'clock. To deal with these serious issues.
Janet, point of order.
So, Serene, with a question.
Janet, what's your point of order?
Well, it's my understanding that the second motion that Serene wants to place has to do with financial issues, but not for tonight, but for the next meeting next week. So it's time sensitive in that sense, and
we're
I only have
dealing
to.
With a first amendment.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you said for all additional items added to the agenda.
Well, that's my opinion for all the items, but we're only dealing with the first one. Yes.
Well, may I just. Continue then, because the two items that I noticed.
Well, I'm sorry. That I have a question.
I'm asking
a question. Or a question. This is not the time
yeah.
for debate.
So I don't understand why two items or three items that do have to do with financial the reason for this meeting need a two-thirds vote to be added to the agenda.
We'll have to get to those as we get to each item.
All right.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so is there a way that we can suspend Robert's rules and just put all the items on the floor for discussion and vote on including them or not including them, instead of going through this process for each item. I mean, I think they're all pressing, and I think the time we're going to spend talking about whether or not we can talk about them, we could actually talk about them.
We can take them in all one vote at a time, if you want to include everything, and we deal with one vote at a time. Because quite
okay,
frankly,
so can I go on to raise the other thing?
You want to deal with all of them at the time, at the same time?
Yeah. Michael, do the stack.
I want to do whatever is most efficient in terms of our time.
Well,
and just having the same argument three times doesn't make sense to me.
Well, the most efficient way is just vote on them all at once, and then we'll go to Michael. You had a question, a point?
And then Janet.
Yes?
Point of order or something.
Well, we were talking about the first one. I would like to call the question on the first one.
Okay.
Janet,
point of
information.
Point of order.
Or point of something.
What's your question?
And then Serene. So, even considering them one at a time, I would want to divide, so we might as well consider them one at a time.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Bill.
Okay, I heard Adriana. What's your point of order? And then Bill's point of order.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, but nobody can gain the floor with a point of order or point of information and then call a question. That's not the way that this works. Thank you.
Bill, what's your point of order?
You already ruled that the motion was out of order because it doesn't pertain to the recovery plan and immediate financial issues. So I think we just need to move on.
Yes, that is true. I did rule on the first one as out of order because it's not.
And I disagree with the ruling of the chair. I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, there's appeal on the ruling of the chair.
Janet, point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
Was there? I didn't hear a second for the this WBAI programming motion. So,
was there a second on that motion?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Was there a second on that motion? I'm going back.
Mr. Chair, a point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
I'm already totally confused. Can you explain to me the first thing? Serene tried to put a motion there. You ruled it out of order without waiting for a second. Then we start going back and forth, and you said that if it's related to this issue, she can present all together and we can vote all together or them separately. Where are we standing exactly?
Well, where we're standing now is I thought I heard a second. I didn't know if there was a second on that motion or not. That's what I'm asking. Was there a second on Serene's motion?
If I hear the whole motion, obviously I would second.
Okay. Adriana seconded the motion. Okay, she's calling the ruling of the chair. We'll hear briefly from Serene, and then I'll comment on it. Serene?
Okay, so the bylaws are very clear that program changes and program evaluation must go forward in a manner that is, quote, fair, respectful, and collaborative. And the program changes at WBAI have been none of those things. There is no process. There was absolutely no discussion with some people. Some people got an email. Other people got the message their shows were moved as a result of email that other people received. So, you know, it's still happening now. It's just begun since the beginning of the month. So it's, you know, you want to correct this while it's still, and I know that you guys have gotten all the emails that I have gotten from people, you know, writing to the PNB from listeners who are very concerned. Listeners are a means of support. They expect a process before a show that they've come to rely on simply gets canceled. I don't think alienating our listeners before a fall fund drive is a good idea, or at any time is a good idea. But we have an opportunity to address this now while it's fresh, rather than, you know, it's not the first time that there have been out of process changes, but this one can be easily, you know, corrected, because some of these changes have been manifest, you know, over the past couple of days, and as I said, since the beginning of September. So just deal with it while it's fresh. It's a simple enough motion that says follow the bylaws and, you know, go back to the point where you started making these changes and follow the bylaws.
I'm going to, is our timekeeper keeping the time on the speakers? Because we really got to be cautious on time here.
Well, 90 seconds each, right?
Yes.
I think Serene just hit the 90 seconds, but yes.
Okay, and I'll respond by saying, because of the time fact, our bylaws say that when we call a special meeting, we can only deal with that item. And I'm going to cite the bylaw, Article 5, Section 4, and it states, Article 6, Section 4, it states that no business can be conducted other than the business called for in the special meeting. And not just that, not just because it states in the bylaws, we're really short on time, and we really need to put our time on this important recovery plan. And we just don't have time to deal with anything else, really. And we already started 30 minutes late. So I really think that we need to focus on this recovery plan and spend all our energy on that. That's why we called a special meeting to just deal with that.
Jan Goodman on the staff.
Yes, Jan Goodman.
To me, part of the recovery plan is having good programming. And I think we should allocate at least a few minutes to talk about WBAI. And, you know, I have no idea. Personally, I have no idea about, you know, if these changes are good changes or bad changes. But it seems to me that programming at WBAI is extremely relevant to recovery. And for that reason, I support the idea that we should at least put a small amount or some time into discussing that. And if it's I think it could be very relevant to recovery.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
I call the question.
Okay, we're calling a question on the ruling of the chair. You vote. Yes, if you want to sustain the chair, and no, if you want to overrule the chair. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron. Oh, she's not present. Alexander. Oh, no, she's... Aaron, don't hear you. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Castnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes, to sustain the chair.
Yes. Fuentes, I don't think is on the call. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn passed, well, Coburn abstains. Novick.
Pass. I mean, I just lost Bill. I got to call him back.
Rangaza. I don't think she's on the call. Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
No.
No. Wilkinson, I don't think is on the call. Brown, didn't hear you.
I had to move away for a minute. What are we voting on now?
We're voting on whether to sustain the ruling of the chair regarding putting the WBAI programming issue that Serene brought up on the agenda.
Okay, I...
And the chair ruled that was out of order. Yes.
Okay.
Can't hear you.
I said no.
No. Novick, you passed. Michael?
I was muted, sorry. Abstain.
Abstain. Let me count. I have 4 yes, 7 no, 2 abstentions. The ruling is not sustained.
Well, the chair liked the vote, if you will.
Oh, sorry, chair. Norman, yes. So that's 5 yes, 7 no, 2 abstentions. Still failed.
Point of information.
Who is that?
Bethune.
Yes, what's your question?
The programs in question at BAI, are the programmers paid staff? Thank you.
Can I answer, Tony?
You can briefly answer that, yes, and then we got to move on.
No, they're unpaid staff.
Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill?
So we have not voted to add that to the agenda, and I just object to all of these additional additions to the agenda. We have less than 40 minutes to go before the executive session is scheduled to start, and we really need all the time we can get to deal with the immediate financial issues and the recovery plan itself, which is what this meeting is supposed to be about. We all have lots of other things we'd like to talk about, but that's not for this meeting.
Okay, now the issue.
Janet, point of order.
What's your point of order?
We have not, or correction, we have not yet added this. We haven't decided on it.
Yeah, so that's what I would say. The next item is to, if we're up for discussion, to add this to the agenda. The programming of WBAI. So we'll take a stack on that. 2 people, 4, 2
point
people.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Oh, I'm sorry. Point of information. Where in the agenda?
Serene had an amendment to the agenda about programming of WBAI. I said this was a special meeting to deal with recovery.
Mr. Chair, that's not the question.
And so now where we are is we have to, I ruled that out of order and it was overruled. So now we have to vote on that
May I answer the question?
What is your question, Adrian?
My question was for Serene, for how long and where he's asking this motion to be.
10 minutes at the top. The 10 minutes we've spent discussing it so far.
He's saying 10 minutes at the top of the agenda. Okay. Do we have 2
Janet?
Minutes? Yes, Janet.
Well, I have mixed feelings about this because I have 2 very time-sensitive matters that I sent the resolutions to the PNB, and they need to, I don't know if there will be enough time for those.
You're speaking against this amendment.
I guess I will have to be speaking against it.
Okay.
Jan Goodman,
yes,
I'd like to call the question.
Jan Goodman?
Yes, call the question.
No, we have
second.
Is there any objection to calling the question and going to the vote on it?
This is Serena. I don't have an objection, but I have a question.
What's your question?
Okay, so I don't understand. I thought you could only call the question if we were out of time or something. Am I just very tired tonight?
No, you can call the question at any time to end debate.
At any time. Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to going to the vote on this? Okay, we're going to go to a vote on this where we want to add 10 minutes of this item to the agenda. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Fuentes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Novick.
No.
No. Nwangaza. Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
No.
No. Shabanda.
Yes. Me.
Yes. Okay, let me count. Well, yeah, let me count. I have 6 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. This fails.
Okay. The next
Pardon
item
me, you said. Excuse me. This is Margie. I just wanted to let you know that I'm now on the call. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. The next item you had on for the agenda, Serene?
Okay, thanks. The invitation from the PMB to the WDI LSB directors per the motion that was passed, I think that was September 1st, talked about a 10 o'clock meeting. And although I supported the motion and still very much support the need for the involvement, 10 o'clock is like not a good time. So I'm hoping we can do So I would like us to discuss very briefly finding a better time, either a different day when we can start it at 8:30 or switching the current date where there's a meeting, a closed session at 8:30 and open at 10 for this purpose, switching the times of that so that people on the East Coast, you know, I mean, I'm no spring chicken and I... I'm one of the younger people on my board. I think it would be really good if we could arrange to be, you know, on the phone while everyone is still coherent. And so I'd like us to switch the day or the time so that people can actually participate in a reasonable manner.
Well, I can't overrule...
And the reason... Go ahead, Tony.
I was just ruling to say that we already have a special call meeting at 8:30 by the chair, and that can't be switched. Now, if you want to call another meeting, then fine, but that meeting has already been noticed and set, and that can't be switched. Under the bylaws,
well,
the chair can call a special meeting. But if
okay,
you
so
choose,
I would...
I can agree. If you want to choose another date, fine, sure.
Janet,
well,
the
next... 2 days are, I mean, the 29th, we're already doing the bylaws thing, and they're free to be discussed and voted on, so that's going to bring us back to 10 o'clock again. That would leave us with October 6th.
But, Serene, we're just voting.
Janet, may I?
To discuss things.
Point of order.
To the discussion.
So,
yes, Bill, what's your point of order?
I'm sorry, I thought that was an invitation
for me to offer
dates. I'm sorry, Tony.
This is dilatory. It has nothing to do with the agenda for this meeting.
Point of order.
That's what we're talking about now.
Point of order. Green,
what's your point of order?
Okay. That man has no right to decide whose motion is or is not dilatory. He's out of order, and I would ask that you remind him not to do that.
Okay.
Janet, may I?
Bill can call a point of order whether it's relevant, but whether it's dilatory.
Oh, my God.
Of the party. Janet, what's your point?
Yes. So as far as the two meetings that are noticed for September 22nd, they can be canceled, and then the new times could be decided tonight for that date.
Yeah, but as chair, I would have to cancel it. I called the meeting.
Exactly. Well, yes, or this body can vote to cancel it. That could be part of this discussion. And I
would disagree with your interpretation of that, Janet. The bylaws give the chair the right
second,
to call the meeting.
I second the motion to add this to the agenda.
But we're going to go to the stack to discuss that. Anybody else who's speaking in favor or against this item to add to the agenda? Where are you adding this, and for how much time? Serene?
I would like to add it to the beginning of the meeting for 10 minutes, but I'm sure we won't even need to use in its entirety.
How much for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Is there who else want to speak to this issue? You got two people.
Michael,
yes, Michael.
I want to speak in favor of having on the agenda. I think it should be a rescheduling of the session for a later date. But I think we have to have it on the agenda in order to do that. Otherwise, we have to go ahead with it at 10 o'clock next week. So I think it's time sensitive and should be on the agenda briefly to pick a later date to do it.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak on this topic?
It's Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
We have some extremely urgent and serious financial matters, and we shouldn't be delaying any meetings.
Okay. Anyone else who want to speak on this topic?
Janet. Well, the option to switch the meetings would not delay it. It just would switch on September 22nd.
This is Serena, if I could add one quick thing.
But I would just add Janet to that. That's not necessarily, I don't know if that's possible to switch it. But yes, Serene.
Okay, so the reason that it needs to be decided now is because we can't, if it's happening on the 22nd, if it's happening next Thursday, we need to decide today. We're not going to be meeting again before then. You know, but an invitation to join a meeting at 10 p.m. is almost a disinvitation to join the meeting. You know, you have working people. You have people with health issues, you know.
Okay, let's. Anybody else speaking on this topic? We got to move on, and we can vote it up. But anyone else want to speak on this topic to add to this? Okay.
Information, Michael. The topic is adding it to the agenda.
Yes.
Is that right? Yes.
And
she
wants to top of the agenda for 10 minutes.
Okay. Request for information?
Yes, Bill.
Is it correct that our executive session is supposed to start in 26 minutes?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander.
Pass.
Bethune. Can't hear
pass.
You. Brown. Pass. Brown. Can't hear you. Castnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman. Can't hear you. Coburn votes yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Abstain.
Goodman abstains. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza, Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
Yes.
Yes, Gordon.
Sorry, wait. What's the question?
This is to add this item to the agenda.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes.
I'm sorry. Janet?
Yes?
I thought Tony had ruled it was out of order and we were... Are we not?
No.
No, I didn't rule it out of order. I just commented. We're just voting to add it.
Okay, thank you. Then yes to add. Thank you.
Thornton?
No.
Thornton?
No.
No. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, you passed?
No.
No. Bethune, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Brown, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Brown votes yes.
I think Nwangaza is on the call now.
Nwangaza, how do you vote?
No. Maybe not connected. But.
Can't hear you. All right, let me count. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
Mr. Chair,
so this passes.
Can I ask timekeeper where we are?
Mr. Chair, I'm trying to get your attention.
Yes.
Okay, we passed already for 2 minutes the agenda time.
Okay, we're going to have
this
to go.
This is Janet. I'm. May I move to extend?
You're making a motion to extend the time to debate.
Extend to 5 minutes in order to take up my two.
It's been moved to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Any objection to extend the debate on the agenda for 5 minutes? Okay, we're extending for 5 minutes without objection. Next time we have is, could our timekeeper please keep up with the time? We only got 5 more minutes, and I think we still have.
I do, sir.
I'm sorry? Well, okay. And I think we have Serene. What was your other item? Serene?
This is Serene. I only had 2 items for tonight. The affiliates thing is for the 29th.
Okay.
Yes,
Janet.
Okay. So I noticed 2 motions involving financial institution time-sensitive financial institution resolutions. One of them, the first one, we learned from Bank of America yesterday that Tamika Miller and Jennifer Kaiser, both former Pacifica employees, are still on some of our B of A accounts, and they must be immediately removed. And the other time-sensitive one is that our CFO's last day is tomorrow, and so his name needs to be removed as a signatory and operator for Pacifica Financial Institutions.
Have you submitted those in writing?
I did.
Did everybody get those?
Yeah, I did. And I'll second them.
Okay. Did everybody hear what their amendments were? Did everybody get those amendments?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
I just received it. Did you have the time and where you want it, Janet?
Yes, five minutes each, right after the 922 WBAI motion in the first section.
Okay. Everybody heard. Is there any objection to adding these items to the agenda after the other item that we've...
This bill, they should be after the stuff that's already on the agenda, or we'll never get to the main part of the meeting.
Okay.
We got 20 minutes
Janet,
in the meeting left.
Yes.
Janet,
yes.
May I? Yes. And they should take less than 5 minutes each. So they could be done right away.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I call the question.
Okay, is there any objection to going to a vote on this amendment to the agenda? Okay, well now there's been an objection to these amendments, so we'll have to call the roll on these particular amendments to the agenda. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Pass.
Pass. Alexander.
I'm sorry, did we vote to put these at the beginning or at the end
yes.
of the agenda?
Beginning.
Yes, they should go quickly, I guess.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza? Can't hear
not
you.
On.
Patel Adams? Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes, Thornton.
Abstain.
Abstain. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Aaron, you passed?
No.
No. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. This passes.
Okay. And now we're...
We are at the time, the 5 minutes pass, Chair.
Okay. Now we'll go to a vote on the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended with the approved amendments? Okay, without objection, the amended agenda is adopted, and we'll now proceed with the first order on the agenda was the moving of the time. And I will say this, Serene, for the sake of time, where we are in terms of dealing with this, I'm willing to cancel the meeting if we call and just spend the whole meeting on the 22nd with BAI and reschedule that meeting. The meeting with the dealing with the CFO complaint.
Okay, well, it's a closed session issue, so I don't know if you can say what it's dealing with. And I thought I understood you to say that that was rather urgent that it be addressed. So
I don't see why we can do both at the same time, but I can reschedule that meeting, and we just turn that whole meeting on the 22nd dealing with BAI.
Bill for the stack.
Well, let's officially put it on the table. Well, let's go to Serene. What's your recommendation?
We can do it on the 22nd. We also need to look at the affiliates issue. We can do it on the 6th. I'm fine with whatever people decide. I just think it needs to be done at an hour that is actually possible for people to participate.
Janet?
Oh, I think I had Bill and then Janet. Yes, Bill.
You know, the discussion of that WBAI, the programming, can wait till next week. We cannot wait this. We cannot delay this executive session because we need our CFO on it. It's dealing with things he sent to us, and he will not be here next week. Today and tomorrow is last days, so we absolutely have to talk about that tonight, and we shouldn't be wasting time on this.
Well, let's get clarification. I think there's some confusion. Rather, we want to reset the date. Next meeting on the 22nd, we have a closed meeting at 8:30, and then we have an open meeting at 10 o'clock. Those are the issues that we're talking about next week on the 22nd.
Janet?
I understand. I'm just talking about we need to have time for the executive session tonight, though. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, I understand that some members think that they can talk and talk back and forth, but can you remind members that they need to floor, to have the floor before back and forth?
Okay, yes, yes. Janet?
Yes, so I don't believe there's a motion on the floor, and I'm going to make one, and that is that the chair cancel the two meetings scheduled, noticed for September 22nd, and that a special meeting on WBAI issues, which was one of them, be noticed for September 22nd, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Everybody heard the motion. Is there any objection to that?
Well, I have a question.
Yes. Jan Goodman, I'd like to.
All right, let's take.
I'd like to amend that motion.
Well, let's take a stack. First, I would. Serene, you had a question.
Right. So, what portion of that meeting would the pursuant to the motion we passed last time? What portion of that meeting would folks be participating? Would the local folks be participating?
Well, it would be based on it, consistent with the moment, the entire meeting would be open for the discussion on that, and the participants would participate in the entire meeting.
And Janet, may I clarify?
Yes, Janet.
Right, and so the motion to schedule that meeting with WBAI, interested WBAI, LSB members, specific ones, would also apply to this meeting,
yes.
This motion.
Next person I had on stack, was that Jan?
Yes, I'd like to amend the motion.
Yes.
My amendment would be, and that the closed session dealing with the other issues previously scheduled for that night, scheduled for 9:15.
No, that's not part of the motion. What you're saying that the
that the 8:30 that we have, you know, time for Serene's discussion at 8:30, but at 9:15 we move to the closed session for the items that were already on the agenda.
You're making that as an amendment.
I am.
And I'm going to put myself on the stack to piece of that amendment. But that's an, is there a second to that amendment? Is there a second? Okay. We're now.
Well, this bill, I'll second it.
And second it.
Okay.
And I'll speak. I put myself on the stack. I'll speak briefly to say I don't think we'll have time to adequately deal with it. That's why I think we need to call a special meeting, another meeting on it. I don't think that's enough time to deal with the issue on the table. So that's just me. As the chair, we call another special meeting to deal with it. We need to spend time. Okay, we'll take a stack on that amendment. Anybody else want to speak to that amendment?
Serene, if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I'm not sure that 45 minutes is enough. We're talking about 20 people who will be joining, right? So that at 9:15, going to closed session 9:15 gives us 45 minutes if everything starts promptly at 8:30. Ha-ha. And with the board, the PND, at 18 and then 19 other people, 37 minutes. If we all say hello, we're out of time.
Okay. How much time we got on this item? We don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. How much
we
time?
Have we have 10 minutes, Mr. Chair. On the 10 minutes, we have 3 minutes left.
Okay. Anybody else want
Janet.
To? Janet. Yes, Janet.
I call the question.
Okay. Is there any objection to going to a vote on this item? Okay, we're going to go on the amendment, which is to add. This is if we're going to vote on her amendment to open at 8:30 and close and open at a closed meeting at 9. What was that again?
9:15,
which only leaves. Okay. Well, we're going to go on a vote on that amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Pass.
Can't hear you. Pass. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Pass.
Pass. Brown. Can't hear you. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick.
No.
No. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No, but thank you, Jan.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shabanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Aaron, you passed.
I abstain.
Abstain. Bethune, you passed.
No.
Can't hear you. No. Let me count. I have 3 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. This fails.
And could you restate your motion, Janet, so that everybody know what they're voting on?
Yes, that the chair canceled both meetings noticed for September 22nd, the open and closed, and that a special PNB meeting on WBAI issues be scheduled for September 22nd, starting at 8:30 p.m., and that the WBAI LSB members who would be invited per the earlier motion also apply.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Point of order, was there an objection to that?
Abstain.
Was there an objection to that?
Was there any objection to that motion?
Yes.
Yes, there were. You continue calling the roll?
All right. Aaron abstains. Alexander?
Pass.
Pass. Bethune?
Pass.
Pass. Brown? Can't hear you. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
Abstain.
Abstain. Shabanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune, yes. You passed?
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 6 yes, 4 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 7 yes, 4 no, 4 abstentions. This passes.
And for the sake of time, Madam Secretary, could you notice that tonight, because we're cutting short on time with that?
Yes, yes, but I can't do it during these meetings.
So we can get a chance later tonight.
Right.
So we can get the 7th
yes.
notice in.
And I should cancel the other, yeah.
Yes.
On your behalf, okay.
Okay, now we're on to the recovery plan. As the executive director.
No, Janet. No.
No, I'm sorry. Janet. Motion, yes. Janet.
Right. So there are two motions, but two separate parts. So we could do it in two motions or in one?
Let's do it in two.
Well, there are two resolutions in one motion.
Well, let's take them one at a time, and that way we can just...
Okay. The first one, this is how it reads. Effective immediately September 15, 2016, today, Tamika Miller and Jennifer Kaiser, who are no longer employed at Pacifica, shall be removed as authorized signatories from any and all financial banking institutions for Pacifica. Furthermore, if it is discovered that Tamika Miller and or Jennifer Kaiser had been authorized operators for any and all other financial institutions, but not limited to investment, stock, securities, and vendor accounts for Pacifica Foundation, that they shall be removed as operators from any and all other financial institutions, but not limited to investment, stock, securities, and vendor accounts for Pacifica Foundation, effective September 15th, 2016.
Okay. Everyone heard the first resolution or motion. Is there any discussion on that item?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
No objections except that Sam Agarwal is working through tomorrow, so we should not remove him as a signatory tomorrow. It should be the following day, Saturday, September 16th.
Point
so
of
I
order.
Move to amend.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
This is not the one involving him. This is a separate one.
Sorry.
This is resolution number one.
This is
Excuse me.
Number one. So everyone understand resolution number one? Is there any objection to that resolution? Okay, without objection, that's adopted. You want to talk about the second one, Janet?
Yes. So the second one reads, effective September 16th, 2016, Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Shailendra S. Agarwal, Sam Agarwal, is to be removed as an authorized signatory and operator from any and all financial institutions, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, securities, and vendor accounts for Pacifica Foundation.
Point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Serene?
Is Sam also on the CPB account as anything?
May I respond?
Yes, and is Sam on the line? Is he on the line? He can respond, too. But, yeah, Janet.
Well, I believe he is, but for the resolution tonight, I mean, the wording, the language for something involving CPB would have to be put together separately, and it doesn't, so anyway, this is just about the banking, the financial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the line, so I would like to clarify a little bit.
Yes, Sam, could you briefly?
Yeah, so the resolution says that it effective from September 16th, and I would like to clarify that it should be September 16th, 5 p.m.,
yeah.
not September 16th alone, because my last day is tomorrow.
Okay. Michael, do the start.
Michael, yes.
Yeah, Michael, out of the floor. I'd like to amend it to say September 16th, 2016, at close of business.
Okay. Is there any objection with that amendment? Without objection, it will so read. Any further discussion on this item? Is there any objection to this motion? Okay, without objection, this motion is adopted. We'll now proceed. Is the executive director on the line? We'll proceed with the executive director's presentation of the recovery plan. I think she has 30 minutes. We'll go through it and also include it. We'll take questions. And then after that, we'll hear the CFO. And then after that, we'll take any action items.
Janet, point of information?
Yes. What's your question, Janet?
How much time is left? This item is for 30 minutes. How much time is left to this meeting? Or
well, if someone wants to extend,
we have short 2 minutes.
Someone want to extend time?
Yes, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Well, I move to extend this meeting by 1 hour.
Okay.
Second.
Is there a second to that?
Roberts, second.
Is there any objection to extending this meeting by 1 hour?
Bill, have a question?
Yes, what's your question?
Will we still have at least an hour for the executive session? We have to do that executive session tonight while Sam is still here.
It's 10 o'clock. If we do it to stay on time, yes, there would be an hour to do that.
Okay.
Any objection to extending this meeting by 1 hour? Okay, without objection, is the executive director on the line?
Yes. A
okay.
Point of, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
I want a clarification from you. You said that because our agenda had 30 minutes from the executive.
I can't hear you. What was that, Adriana?
Do we have on our agenda, if I don't mistake, 30 minutes for the IED report and 15 minutes for the CFO report, right?
That's the agenda that we adopted. Yes. Okay.
If it's okay. Like that, sir.
Okay, executive director.
You just said that we will have the two reports and then the actions. That is
yes.
Totally against Robert Rule of Order. After every report, the actions come after question and answer, and then the action items need to be related to every report. That is Robert Rule of Order.
No, I think for the sake of, no, that's not Robert Rules of Order. For the sake of order, we want to hear from the executive director, and if she takes 30 minutes, we'll have questions. People may have questions to ask her. And then
exactly.
Let me finish, please, Adriana. And then after that, we hear the CFO report. There may be some questions to him. And then after that, we can resolve everything, and then we take action items. Okay. But Madam Executive Director?
Yes, okay. So my
Janet, I'm sorry. This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So I challenged the ruling of the chair on that.
What do you mean? I didn't make a ruling. That's what we had. That's what did it.
Mr. Chair, Michael, please, can you call me? I cannot hear anything.
Okay.
What is your problem with that? We want to hear from what's your challenge? What are you challenging? I don't understand. We're going to hear from the executive director, and if there's questions, we go on to the next. What do you say?
Well, the reason that there are two separate items on the agenda. Left one is the recovery plan, and the other is a CFO report. The recovery plan is the IED's recovery plan, and that's a report. And the there should be, if there are action items for that, that should be taken up during that part of the agenda. That's what Robert's Rules says. Not wait for another report and then take up action items.
I mean, Robert Rules of Order.
The CFO can respond during the recovery plan discussion.
Well, let me just say this. Robert Rules of Order doesn't say that, but for the sake of time, we can do it that way. I don't have that. It's the will of the body to do it. I just want to get to it, the report. But we can do it that way. We need to get to these things tonight. I think we're wasting too much time on these technicalities, but I don't have a problem with doing it that way. Okay,
okay.
Madam Executive Director.